Hello everyone, welcome to Puerto Rico. I'm your host Richard Hagen. You're listening to Doghouse Boogie by Seasick Steve. And this is on the iPod of Mr. Moraine Liebert of Belgium. I'm standing in the kitchen, lounge, dining room, pool table room of the Belgian and Dutch Beach House for 2010. And the sound you just heard there was Belgian pro Mark Dictus bringing it out the pool table. Oh, schoolboy error. Don't put that on the show, he says. Deary me. And here's level three judge Jürgen Bett. On... Oh, dear. That wasn't very good either. So what do you think, missus? Have I got a future at commentating on pool? There's another stripe gone down in the bottom left-hand corner for Dictus. The white's rolling downhill towards the right-hand edge of the table. There's another one gone down. Just one to go. He's looking at the 15 ball in the right-hand middle pocket. He went top corner and it didn't go. So now Jürgen has five coloured balls left. He's going for the two in the bottom right-hand corner pocket. It's in. Four to go. Orange, bottom left-hand corner pocket, I think, coming up. This is incredible. They should be testing. Well, Mark should anyway. Jürgen's getting ready to judge, of course. So, Mark, you're obviously taking this Pro Tour extremely seriously.
I am. I'm going to be pool champion of the house, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, that's what we need. Now, how many of you are there? Everywhere I look, there are Magic players around every corner in this place.
12, exactly. We have two Dutch and 10 Belgians.
Okay, so, and are they honorary Belgians, or do they count as Dutch still?
What do you mean?
Do you call them honorary Belgians for the weekend?
So the Dutch, they have to adapt. Yeah, they have to go Belgian style in the house. Yeah.
Okay.
They don't have. They're the minority, so they don't have much to say.
Okay.
Really, it's a Belgian house.
It's a Belgian house. That's what we like. Okay. So it appears that the white has disappeared. So any minute now, I think this game's going to be over, and we can talk a little more with Mark about the quite extraordinary house as a Try Again by Das Pop appears on the iPod. I'm going to, in fact, while Mark's finishing off his game, I'm going to wander across to this lime green settee and sit next to Peter Veeren. Evening, Peter, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
We're into a Magic Online draft right now.
Yes, I'm drafting Blue-White Leverage right now.
Okay, so we've got a Skywatcher Adept, Halimar Wave Watch, Champion's Drake becomes the 4-4, a couple of Merfolk Sky Scout, Soulbound Guardians, Kabira Vindicator, Student of Warfare, that's a nice card, Soul's Attendant, Smite. Blue-White Leverage is a good deck generally in draft, you reckon?
I don't have a lot of experience with it, actually.
Uh-huh.
But it's a very good deck if you get the right cards, if you get teachers and a lot of levelers, of course.
Uh-huh.
Then it's blazingly fast and probably the best deck you can get.
But is it really hard to get, though?
Yes. If you don't get the right pieces, your deck will be very mediocre.
Okay. He's looking at... We're just sort of into pack two. We've had 18 picks already. No sign of any levelers there. There's a Guard Duty in white, Puncturing Light, Luminous Wake. Artisan of Kozilek is sitting there in the Eldrazi slot, as it were. Down to 20 seconds, so there's a pick coming soon. Basically, this house is just quite extraordinary. We're going to get Mark to give us a tour in a little while. But I can tell you that off to my left, through the... there is a barbecue where we've just eaten for the evening. There is a beach volleyball court outside. There's a football there. And then literally out of the gate is the ocean. In fact, let me just give that to you. So we'll out into... Oh, listen to that tropical atmosphere. You are listening to eight people testing, incidentally, at the huge dining room table. There are these incredible trees in the garden here. Absolutely extraordinary. And the sound that you are listening to there as we cross the volleyball court is the Atlantic Ocean. Win, lose or draw, Magic does not get better than this. absolutely mind-blowing. One of the most spectacular places you could ever wish to be or see or to experience. And I look back and this fantastic villa, it's on three floors. We'll get Mark to give us the guided tour in a little while because he's back in pool action. But honestly, it is just the most breathtaking environment to be with friends, to test, to have fun. And air conditioning inside. That's what we like. So let's wander across to the main table and see what we can see. Well, we can see a man with a change of hairstyle. How are you, Niels?
I'm fine, thank you, Rich.
Good, 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 good. Yeah, so what prompted that then? Why the complete change of look? You better tell the listeners, since it is listeners, what did you used to have?
I used to have long, blonde, wavy hair, about a foot long.
Yeah.
Right now I have 2 inches on the top and an inch and a half to the sides.
Yeah, it's basically you're looking a lot more like me. I've reduced him to silence with that.
You have, actually. What prompted me, I wanted to do it for over half a year, and then somehow my girlfriend broke up with me after I made $10,000. It's a funny story.
That doesn't seem like that's how it should work.
No, that's what I thought, but that's what happened. And then in a drunken Wednesday, I decided I should get a haircut. And in the company was a girl who was a barberess, or whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
One thing led to another, and suddenly my hair was gone.
Okay. Well, you can see Niels in action during the weekend, that is for sure. So I can't tell you right now what he's actually playing, because all these decks are busy being tested for the Pro Tour. But it has a colour in it. Let's go with that. And then next door to him, we've got Christophe Grégoire playing against Jan Dwars. And then you've got Frank Karsten, Hall of Famer. He's playing with Moraine Liebert. And then there's a man on the end here who's like hiding his... Are you reading Stephen King, The Dark Tower?
Of course I'm reading Stephen King, The Dark Tower.
This seems an excellent plan. In what language? In English?
English right now, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not getting very far because I'm doing all this magic stuff.
Yeah, that is often the way. It's quite hard to read and play magic at the same time. Yeah, now, you see, what you just heard there is Frank Karsten complaining bitterly about a turn 2 core Firewalker. And these two have been swapping decks periodically every time none of them can stand seeing a core Firewalker on turn 2. So let's wander back to Peter and see how he's getting on with the draft. So we're into pack 3 now, and we've got a Venerated Teacher, which I guess is always a key part of the blue-white leveler deck.
Yes, of course. And I just opened the Coral Helm Commander, which is very nice.
Indeed it is. And so if you're kind of new to drafting, one very useful thing you can do on Magic Online and do in your head in real life is to do the curve of the deck. So you put all your 1-drops together, you put all your 2-drops together, and you get a feel for where the gaps are in your deck. So right now, Emerge Unscathed, Guard Duty, Smite, Soul's Attendant, Student of Warfare, Skywatcher Adept, Vendetta and Flameslash are all at 1. And then at 2, Deprive, a couple of Eel Umbra, Time of Heroes, which is great for the levelers, of course, Champions Drake, Coral Helm Commander, Halimar Wavewatch, Knight of Cliffhaven, great flyer, a couple of Regress. How important is Regress in the format, the bounce spell? Because 3... is traditionally so much more than you'd expect to pay for a bounce spell.
Yeah, it's very playable, at least. It's not a top pick, but it's definitely a fine card to play. In some decks you don't want it, like the heavy removal control builds don't really care about the tempo swings. But for tempo-based decks, it's definitely a good card.
Okay. Is this a draft format where you can see the signals coming around you, or is the fact that there are colourless cards around, that there are Eldrazi cards, does that sort of muddy the waters a bit?
No, the signals are important and clear. There are not a lot of colourless cards, actually.
Sure.
Just Ulamog's Crusher at common.
Yep.
It's the only Eldrazi. The other one is playable, so there really aren't a lot of artifacts at all.
Okay, so basically, therefore, you can see the signals and can adapt.
Yes, yes. it's also much clearer than the multicolored formats, for example.
Sure. So we've just come out of a Lara block where everyone can play every color and everything's in two and three colors and split mana and so on, and that's no longer the case here. I don't know whether you can manage this while you're actually drafting as you pick Wall of Omens, but... For people who follow Pro Magic, initially they would have known your brother Pascal as a Belgian champion and then arrived on the Pro Tour. But there is a feeling, certainly amongst people who watch a lot of Pro Magic, that you've really developed as a player and are now actually a serious competitor at pro level.
This year I'm having some good finishes.
Yep.
I don't know if something's actually changed or not, but I'm happy with how it's going and I hope to get far at the end of the year.
Does it feel like things have changed?
Yeah, I get better finishes.
Sure, but are you doing the same things? Or?
Yeah, I'm not really aware of anything that's changed, but once you're winning it's a bit easier to... Yeah, you get in a winning mood, sort of.
Okay.
And you feel like you're going to win the next match as well.
Okay, so you have the confidence.
Yes.
Tell me what it means to you being part of a community. Now, I'm intrigued here because there's a training grounds there, which on the face of it is something that fits very nicely with all the levelers. You've taken something else. Tell us what you took there and why.
I took the Skywatch Adept. The Training Grounds is a very good card, but it's not perfect for my deck. I'm still a little on the low side as far as levelers go, although with the Adept now, I think I'm fine. And also, I have a Coral Helm Commander, Student of Warfare, some Halimar Wavewatch, stuff like that.
Yep.
It's not expensive to level.
Sure.
It doesn't get cheaper with Training Grounds, so it's not really perfect for my deck.
Fine. So before I saw that pick and wanted to know what was going on there, what I was going to say was, what does it mean to be part of, a Belgian community, because traditionally that's very, very strong, but also to be here in one building with 12 friends, all of whom are going towards exactly the same goal that you are?
Yeah, that's great. As you see, there's testing going on all the time. If you want to play a game, you just ask someone. Yeah, it's perfect. We get so much testing done. Like, now you just want a break from testing, I do a modal draft.
Yeah, that's your idea of a break from testing. Go and play Magic.
Yes.
So have you done other stuff as well? Because some people will come early to a Pro Tour, test till the Pro Tour, stay on afterwards and do fun things. Have you managed to do both of you? I know that the group's been out snorkeling today, for example. Did you do that?
No, I'm pretty dedicated right now.
Okay.
I'm staying for 2 weeks, so one before, one after the Pro Tour.
Great.
And I'm on testing right now.
Yeah.
Next week I'm going to visit.
Sure. Outstanding. All right, well, we're closing in on the end of the draft, so the blue-white leather deck. I can see why I never get to draft that deck, because it's always you. You're always taking it. It's not fair. All right, so expectations coming into the weekend. Have they been raised by your Grand Prix top eight?
Yeah, they definitely have, because I'm really looking at the pro points right now. I have 14 in... at least 14 after next week because of 2 points. So I'm looking for the levels at the end of the year, and that's why I'm pretty dedicated at the moment.
Okay.
I really want to do well.
Will you sort of go the sort of various levels within the pro community? Will you go the extra mile, literally, and start going to Asian Grand Prix if you start getting the points?
I haven't really considered that. I think I have enough with going to all the European Grand Prix and the Pro Tours. That will be enough.
But maybe that'll change if you win this week and you're already like level 6 or level 7.
Yeah, at that point I would start considering.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, at that point you're considering Player of the Year, right? So,
yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And that's at that point there's a lot of money involved and it becomes worth it to go to foreign Grand Prix.
Tell me what you do away from Magic. What's real life for you right now?
Right now, there's not much going on because I'm looking for work.
Okay.
And not having a lot of success at the moment because of the crisis.
Sure.
But
so you've sort of come out of college and so on?
Yeah, last year.
Okay. What's your background? What's your subject?
I'm a chemical engineer.
Right. Okay. So that gives you plenty of time to work on Magic. Is it easy to get out of bed and get stuck into Magic? Do you find it very easy to just crank up the computer and get yourself into the first draft of the day?
It's not like I'm busy with magic all the time.
Sure.
But I like magic. I still enjoy it. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it so much. So it's easy to get started.
Yeah. All right. So he's just about built his deck. We will leave Peter in peace. Oh, crunch. There goes one of the Pro Tour winning decks. So let's see if we can steal Mark away from the table and have a chat. Now, Mark, magic is a massive part of your life, not just as a player, but you're very involved in all sorts of areas. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm a tournament organizer in Belgium.
Yep.
I have a shop, so part of my professional life is also magic in Belgium. And, maybe I'm kind of the godfather of Belgian magic. I play since 94 and I've been playing very competitive. And I organize like almost all the trips from Belgium, yeah, from all the pros.
And that's really important because a lot of magic players, they'll leave things to the last minute and they kind of go, oh, I need a passport. I didn't know I needed a passport to travel to, you know, Brazil or wherever. And I guess when you have been around a while and you've seen everything go wrong, you know how to make sure things go right.
Yeah, that's true. You organize well, you tell the players what's important before they go. And, well, I organize also a bit the trips, the things around, the food. So I'll make sure the entertainment and the food is okay so everybody can test well and do well at the Pro Tour. I think that's also a very important job.
I mean, it was very scary because I got here this evening. There was this fantastic barbecue going on, but you were offering people salad and all kinds of healthy things as well. And there was pasta with tomatoes in. I'm like, what's going on here? Magic players don't eat healthy.
It's good for them, really.
Of
but
course.
They don't know it, but, well.
No.
And Rich, really, well, you're from the anti-veggie lobby, so.
Absolutely. Well, Niels Vian, top 8 from San Diego, I was telling me earlier, he's an ecotarian, which is a whole other story, boys and girls, I can assure you. So how do you go about, I mean, I don't think most people would know, how do you find a place like this?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you count the heads you have in Belgium and see if surrounding countries, because like the Dutch players, we're very close, so, and they live close to the border, Frank and Ruben, so we just count all the heads and then start looking for a place big enough for the whole group to come. And we join, even if we don't know the Belgian guys who are qualified, the new players, we even invite them to stay with us. Sometimes it's a bit frightening because they're like, oh, all the pros, but it shouldn't be. They'll be accepted and they'll just be in the group and the whole week long. So, and then I just look on the internet for a place and then I just try within the budget of everybody, because that's also important to some, and find something decent. Yeah. But they trust me, so I can kind of do my thing.
Leave it to Mark and he'll get it right for
that's
us.
That's it. That's what really happens. And then, well, I book the place and then we all fly over here, and practicalities like cars and things, I just ask a couple of people to book it. I know who has got the visas and who can book those things. So I just talk to the person, do you like to drive and do you like to rent a car?
Yep.
And then, well, if everything falls into place, we just, everything will be booked and we'll be here having a great holiday.
How does it work when you have so many magic players in a space? Now, to be fair, this place, listeners, is huge. It is gigantic. But when you have so many bodies in a place and everyone's very smart and all magic players are opinionated, do you ever have to kind of mediate? Do you get that after 4 or 5 days, people are a little bit, okay, enough with the stirring wildwood?
No. Here it's okay. In this group, I don't find it very difficult. There are not many different difficult personalities in the group, so everybody, well, respects each other. That's important.
Yeah.
Even the beginners and the maybe not that experienced players.
Yeah.
And everybody tries to help, so that's very important. Everybody knows we're on a holiday, so everybody wants to enjoy, so make the best of it. And, well, if there is any fire, I'll extinguish it.
You'll be the fire.
Yes.
You'll get in there as the fire marshal.
Yes,
all right. Now, one of the great things I imagine at being in a big group like this is that even if you personally end up going, and I'm not suggesting you will, but you know, you randomly go 3 and 4, and you think, okay, I don't make day 2, but you're going to have a bunch of players from here in day 2, And all being well, deep down the stretch, there's someone you're going to be cheering for.
For sure. I'll be happy with everybody making day two. I'll be even going there and cheering for them. I hope we make top eight. I think we have a chance to make top eight with a group like this. We stand a chance. And we all know if somebody makes top eight, dinner is on him. And we'll have a free free dinner. We'll be cheering very hard for that, Rich.
Now, you say that you've been playing since 1994. I was doing some research on the pros for 2010. And I went through your career. How much did it mean to you coming into 2010 and actually being a pro as a level four after all the Magic you've played, the thousands of sanctioned matches? This is the year when you are one of the 97 people who have that invite to every pro tour.
Amazing. I think it's one of the things in my Magic career that was missing a bit, and it fulfilled it, and it's really great. It's fantastic to have it. There's maybe one more thing. It's a top eight in a pro tour. I would like to try that. Well, you always have to have a goal, and that's maybe the next goal. I had like almost all the rest. I had a top eight in a GP. I had some nice finishes at the Pro Tour. I had a Belgian national champion. I did quite good, I think. Maybe a top eight would be great. That's one of the things I'll be hunting for the next years.
Do you find it possible to learn from the people that are here? Do you sit there and just realize that you're being a sponge and you're just finding out new stuff all the time?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we have like so many great players, and they all have their own tactical plans and their own way of playing. And I think you can pick up from all the parts if you're really smart. I think a sponge is one of the best characteristics you can have as a player. You can don't think you have all the wisdom, and just even beginners, if they do well, just realize why do they do well and what's the secret behind there. It's something you can learn a lot of.
It's something John Finkel said. He said every Magic player has something to teach you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And you see these newcomers and you saw them making mistakes earlier on, and then they improve themselves, and then you wonder what did they improve, and then you can learn from that. From everybody you can learn something. You just have to be smart enough to see it, I think, and that's important.
All right, well, look, let's go and tour the house. We've seen the pool table area. We've got dining area here. We've got this. To be honest, I think that's probably got to be the best draft table I've ever seen.
It's perfect
size. It's like perfectly sized, and is it oak or something?
I don't know.
It's a pretty expensive.
Indeed, it's wood. It's certainly from the rainforest. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe. Very expensive. We should take it with us. Maybe.
Feature match area. Absolutely. Just bring it with you. We could run the pro tour here. It's big enough. We've already been outside, and then we.
You have one of the bedrooms is down here.
Okay, so we've bedroom one and. Oh, and that's all very comfy and cozy, and there are games galore in here. Just that the house you see comes fully furnished and comes with. There's a library in this place. There's just thousands of books all over the place, and everywhere you look, there are tables and chairs where you can play Magic, which is awesome, absolutely awesome. If you seek Amy by Britney Spears, that's currently going. Yes, Moraine has Britney Spears on his iPad. Oh dear.
Let's go to the first floor.
Okay, so up we go, and it's like, wow, it's like a sauna up here. It is so warm up in here, because it's all really air conditioning downstairs. We've got, oh my good lord, so we've got a dartboard here, we've got another nice table, an incredible view into the back garden. Now, let's see if you can work out what this is, listeners. Any ideas? Tell them, Mark. Make them jealous.
It's a jacuzzi. Yeah. Big enough for like 5 to 6 people. Yeah. So it's even 8.
Fits eight, says Jürgen. Yeah. So that's enough for like 5 or 6 Magic players, or a Magic player and his 5 girlfriends once he's won the Pro Tour. Wow. That's awesome. And then across the other side of the room, in the squashy armchairs and comfy settees and everything, we have this. Now, this is going to be a first. Here we go. Ahem. I'm going to commentate on me playing ping pong with Jürgen Belt, the level 3. And, oh, 1-1. That's better. I used to be quite good at this, you know. Here we go. So, 1-1. Best of 5. Oh, feeble. Couldn't even get it in. Ah, 1-2. That's better. 2 each. Decider. Here we go. Oh, into the net, and he's lost 3-2. I can't believe it. Shameful, shameful. So then, in we go, and through into the air-conditioned library. Why Religion Matters by Houston Smith. The 1999, What Colour Is Your Parachute? Thesaurus, the 100 most influential books ever written. And fully revised, 100 ways to make something sensational, which we won't talk about. So that's there. And if you ever rent this place, there's a really interesting selection of books on the shelf. That's all I'm saying. So then we come into this lovely sort of beige bedroom with... Now, actually, how many is this place meant to sleep? Because the old tradition with magic is that you have like a twin room with 17 magic players in it. How is that actually working?
Well, it's working out fine because it's a house for 16 even, and we're only with 12. So we got space enough. We can even put in some air guests if you want, Rich.
I could just stay the night. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, EDH tomorrow for me. That's what's coming my way with the lifestyle piece. So then we've got a nice little bathroom off to one side. And with like remote controlled lighting systems and everything. Goodness gracious me. And that's only floor 2. There's still another whole floor to go. Absolutely extraordinary. Tell me, Mark, you've seen pretty much every decent Belgian there's ever been. Of the current group, and I kind of think of people like Jan Dwars, Christophe Grégoire, Moraine Libet, they're kind of, I guess, your flagship three. And I've been chatting with Peter Veeren. Of those, they'll never listen to this, they'll never know. Who do you think right now is the best player in Belgium? Other than you, obviously.
No, it's not me, unfortunately. I think Peter Veeren is certainly one big talented player. I think this year you're going to have to really watch out for him. Yeah, I think Marijn and Christophe already proved themselves many times, Jan also.
Yep.
But I think Peter is the one to look out in this group.
He's
going to stand out, I'm sure.
Okay.
He's dedicated. He's really dedicated. That's also a good good thing.
A good tip.
Yeah, a good tip.
And then here we are finally up onto the last floor, and here again you've got this incredible view of the ocean. You've got Des, a fantastic bed, yet more comfy chairs, huge plasma TV in the corner. This is extraordinary. What kind of money? I don't want a specific figure, but I mean, it feels like the height of luxury, this place. Was it stupidly expensive?
I don't think so. It's okay. It's like $5,000. That means like $460 a person for 7 days. So
it's not a lot, is it really?
It's not a lot. No, not for this place. Right on the beach, room enough, very cozy. And for exploring the island, it's great because you have on this side of the coast all the interesting snorkeling places, the islands. Mm-hmm. The rainforest is close by. Like San Juan is only like 45 minutes with the car. So we got cars, so it's a perfect location. Mm-hmm. When I saw the house, I thought, like, this is it. And I quickly booked it. And I'm happy with it. I think everybody is. Even the players who were just inside testing, the rooms, the bathrooms, the kitchen, the accommodation, the location, the beach. We have a volleyball. We can play soccer in the garden. Everybody can do anything. Well, there is for everybody something to do here in the house for sure.
It is absolutely extraordinary. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to head back downstairs and see if we can have a little word with the Hall of Fame of Frank Carsten, because Frank has something of a reputation, as we head past the rocking chair at the top of the stairs, to put it mildly, as not only the king of testing, but the man who will go the extra mile when it comes to testing. And he is someone who, you may recall, his aggregate fairies list. And what he did was he went online, looked at all the deck lists of all the fairies lists that had ever done well, and he just made a list of them and went, okay, what does this aggregate out to? What is the average number of each card going on in the deck? I can see Bernardo da Costa Cabral off to my left, busy testing away. So we'll see if we can get a word with Frank Carsten as we passed Simon and Garfunkel. That's the latest on Moraine's iPod. So let's see what have we got going on here. There's some mountains going on here, and there's some on one side, and then some islands, forests, and plains on another. And there might be a planeswalker sitting there. Since he's actually not playing at the moment, can I grab a word with Christoph? Can you just spare me like two ticks? How, looking back a year ago, how did you expect to do in Honolulu last time?
Well, I didn't really expect anything, but yeah, I was pretty sure that Yunt was the best deck, and that
was the best deck.
And it was, so I just expected a lot of people to play Yunt, and I was happy that not that many people played Yunt.
Obviously, I'm not going to ask you what it is, but do you think you know what the best deck is this time?
No, not really. I think there's a bunch of different decks, although I guess blue-white is the deck to beat. But I don't think it's that good that there's nothing that could beat it.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll let him carry on with his match. And that's the snap of many lands going sideways from the Hall of Famer from the Netherlands. So, Frank, I have to ask, have you actually found people to test with? You had like 11 others. Have you had enough test partners?
Yeah, sure. I also tested some in the Netherlands. Yeah, there are enough people to test here, so I'm happy.
Have you done... I had a little bet with someone before I left England. I said, if there is a way to do an average fairies type of exercise, then Frank will have done it for this format. So, have you?
I did calculate average deck list for many deck archetypes to get an idea of what people are playing. But I'm not playing an average deck list myself. I'm playing my own deck.
Okay, but that was designed to give you the overall shape of the metagame.
Yes, and it was useful. There's a lot of data on Magic Online still available. I used that to get an idea of the format, yeah.
All right, we'll let Frank get back to his turn, because he's sitting there with four mana open. He may or may not be about to cast something that costs four, but we'll see. And on the other side is the man who's been busy trying to get past all the core firewalkers for the last hour or two, Moraine, with his thoroughly entertaining iPod selection. What is actually on your iPod, then? Because we've got 772 tracks. What kind of music is on there?
All kind of music, just good music. This iPod got good stuff, like The Killers, there's The Cure, there's a bunch of Belgian groups. Yeah.
And Christoph, not so much with the music taste?
No.
I actually have a music taste instead of listening to the same groups playing the same music every time. I listen to reggae, rap, electro, bunch of stuff.
I agree with him.
There are 770 songs on there. They're not all the same.
You see what arguments I'm causing just by being here? It's shameful. Utterly shameful. So... on we go. Magic left, right, and centre. Now, one of the big myths, Moraine, is that any time you put eight magic players in a room, it is actually impossible to test constructed, because everyone goes, oh, we better draft then. Does that happen here?
Well, if it's eight people plus Frank, it works. But if it's eight people including Frank, it's not gonna work.
So you're the enforcer, Frank, are you? You're the no sit test.
Kind of, and also making people test after sideboards, test mirror matches, test, well, everything that you need to know to make a good deck, not just play some random games.
So, kind of how to be a Hall of Famer?
Well, Hall of Famer is not just testing, of course, but...
No, but it's surely part of it. You must surely see that part of your success has come because of your huge attention to detail.
I guess so. I like to think that being prepared for tournaments has helped me put up good finishes, yeah?
Now, I have to ask, you in recent times have played some fairly unusual builds, I think it's fair to say. The word Highlander has appeared occasionally. There are certain deck lists with 1-1-1-1 all over the place. And there is also a certain event finish that featured 6-6-6, 6 wins, 6 draws, 6 losses, which is an intriguing one. Do we have something extremely unusual this time? Or having done all this testing, are you going to play your idea of the best deck in the best configuration?
Yeah, no Highlander in Block Constructed. I tried building a Highlander deck, but the card pool is just too limited to make a remotely reasonable deck.
Okay.
There's just not enough cards in the format. So, I'm playing a deck with still some one-offs, but I'm trying to play the deck that I think is the best in the format, with the best cards, and it has the best chance against everything. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So we'll look for you on Sunday, then.
We'll see. Would be nice.
So, Moraine, you've been to Sunday 3 times before. When we talked coming out of Austin, you'd had a horrible day one there. It had all gone horribly wrong, and you were kind of pretty much resigned to the fact that Pro Magic was gone, because realistically you needed to top 8 worlds, and no one can plan to top 8 worlds. Of course you did, so here you are again, another year of Pro Magic. Do you approach an event like this looking for top 8 again? Are you just glad to be here because you thought you wouldn't be? How does it work?
Yeah, well, I'm of course happy to be here. Like this, all this, Puerto Rico is nice. This place is awesome. But I'm always here to win. I'm always there to top 8 another time. Yeah, well, I just try to be as much prepared as I could. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was the match at Worlds in the penultimate round against Tomohiro Saito the most exciting game of Magic you've ever played in your life?
It was. It was the best game I've ever played. 3 close games, so much at stake, everyone watching.
Against one of the best players of all time.
Yep. Well, I guess...
He's pretty spectacular, you know.
Yeah, he is.
15 GP top 8s, 5 Pro Tour top 8s in probably 5 years total. Pretty extraordinary.
Yep. I couldn't think of a better opponent to get my last win for the top 8.
Yeah. Absolutely extraordinary. I do highly recommend. I don't think we covered that on video, but I'm pretty certain you can hear my podcast of that match. Certainly that round featuring Moraine and Tomohiro Saito was just an extraordinary, extraordinary round. A real privilege to be involved with that. I guess really, since it's getting late and these pros need their sleep, possibly... I should probably close by asking them who's going to win at the Pro Tour if it isn't themselves. Rain, who's going to win?
I think it's Frank. He's winning this one.
Frank Karsten, who's going to win the Pro Tour if it isn't Frank Karsten?
Most certainly Marijn Leibart.
Oh, my.
Oh, when's the wedding?
Oh, when's the wedding, says Niels Vian. And with that, from the beach house, with the beach volleyball and the Atlantic Ocean and the barbecue and the jacuzzi and the ping pong table and the pool table and the best draft table of all time. What an evening. I'm your host, Richard Hagen, saying bye.